Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Smarter, Not Harder, the latest innovative guide by the renowned Dave Asprey, often hailed as the father of biohacking. In a world brimming with self-help literature, this 2023 release sets itself apart by inviting you on a journey through the intricacies of your body's metabolic, neurological, and epigenetic systems. Asprey, a four-time New York Times best-selling author and the mastermind behind several successful companies, including Bulletproof and Upgrade Labs, unpacks the concept of the Meat Operating System, or MeatOS. With his signature clarity and enthusiasm, he proposes a compelling philosophy. Why struggle against the current when you can learn to navigate the river of life with grace and ease? Smarter, Not Harder is a testament to the idea that the key to maximal well-being lies not in toiling harder, but in harnessing the power of smart strategies to make your body's systems work for you. Who stands to gain from this thought-provoking book? Whether you identify as someone who wants to turn your penchant for relaxation into a productive force, a well-being enthusiast keen on enhancing your health, or simply someone who's weary and in search of a sustainable boost of energy, Smarter Not Harder is your handbook for change. Join us as we explore how to reprogram your meatOS and transform the way you live, one intelligent step at a time. Smarter, Not Harder, the biohacker's guide to getting the body and mind you want. Introduction. Unleash your better-than-average self. Imagine yourself stepping out of the bounds of the ordinary, transcending the everyday limitations that society hands down to you. Picture a life where you're not just going through the motions, but actively catalyzing your full potential into a reality. This is the vision that Dave Asprey has, not only for himself but for you as well. This isn't just about being a go-getter or pushing past your comfort zone. It's about unleashing a version of you that's energized, resilient, and yes, even a bit lazy. Believe it or not, this mixture of traits is the secret concoction for becoming your best self. In our exploration of Smarter, Not Harder, you're going to delve into the intriguing world of biohacking, uncovering both foundational and more advanced strategies to kickstart your journey. If the idea of taking things slow yet making significant strides speaks to you, stick with us. It's time to start a transformation, one that's mindful and informed. Before diving headfirst into any radical lifestyle alterations, take this piece of advice seriously. Always consult a health professional. Your well-being is paramount, and no journey toward greatness should begin without a green light from those who understand your health best. Now, with that important disclaimer out of the way, allow me to guide you into the groundbreaking realm of biohacking, where laziness isn't just accepted, it's actually recommended. Part 1. Laying the Biohacking Foundation. Fuel Your Body Wisely. Let's demystify biohacking, starting with the most basic element, your body. The biological imperative of survival drives a system intent on efficiency. Picture it this way. Within you exists a meat-based operating system, a MeatOS, if you will, hardwired to sustain life while expending as little energy as possible. This organic command center autonomously regulates your functions, from detoxifying after that extra shot of tequila to orchestrating the involuntary blink of an eye. For the most part, it hums along unnoticed, unless there's a glitch in the system. The intriguing concept here is that you can hack this MeatOS, recalibrating your bodily processes to attain desired outcomes with minimal exertion. That's the essence of the Smarter, Not Harder philosophy, steering your biological programming instead of being at its mere whim. Now resist the temptation of those silver bullet promises, the fad diets, and brutal, unsustainable exercise regimens. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to play the long-term strategy game. Embrace your natural inclination towards conserving energy, clever laziness, if you will, and search for the hacks that yield the most considerable benefits. To prime yourself for these biohacks, you must first nourish your body with the right fuels. it's time to audit your diet for anti-nutrients, substances that block your body from absorbing the good stuff. Take note of phytic acid lurking in a plethora of plant-based foods and even the so-called healthy items like nuts and whole grains. While moderation is key, consider scaling back. When it comes to meats, navigate carefully. Step away from the chicken bread in factory farms. Go easy on the pork and bypass those faux meat offerings. Your seafood servings? Keep an eye on them too. Vital to your dietary overhaul are the fat-soluble vitamins D, A, K, and E. If your current eating habits align with the typical diet, chances are you're not getting enough. Let's not forget balancing the minerals, the main players like calcium, magnesium, and sodium, and the supporting cast including zinc and iodine. Include a satisfactory mix of saturated fats, proteins, fibers, and carbohydrates, but don't stop there. In our modern world, diet alone might not cut it, so feel no shame in reaching for supplements. Vitamins, herbs, pre and probiotics, energy boosters, and essential minerals are all part of the roster. With these biohacking basics, you've laid down a solid foundation. Grounded in nutritional awareness, you're poised to explore further hacks with a body well-fueled and ready for the journey ahead. Part 2. Setting your sights on self-improvement. To chart a course toward the extraordinary, vivid clarity on your desires is essential. What exactly do you want to enhance in your life? According to Dave Asprey's insights, there are generally 5 goals at the forefront of most people's minds: burgeoning strength, revitalized cardiovascular health, boosted metabolism and energy, sharpened cognitive abilities, and stress reduction paired with seamless recovery. You might wonder about extending your lifespan, improving sexual health, or shedding excess weight. Interesting to note, these latter aspirations often fall into place when you address the primary 5. Better yet, as you amplify one of these core objectives, you'll find that the others tend to follow suit, adapting and aligning over time. Embarking on the biohacking voyage, it's wise to prioritize these areas. Energize your body first, then focus on the brain. Fortify your strength, alleviate stress, and finally, hone your cardiovascular endurance. Yet, this is no one-size-fits-all journey. Your personal goals dictate the sequence. So, customize your biohacking roadmap to resonate with your immediate priorities. Now, as we progress, we're about to dive deeper into specific hacks for each of these sought-after qualities. Each one is crafted to guide you towards actualizing the improvement you're seeking. Whether you're looking to lift more, run further, think sharper, or unwind deeper, the next steps are tailored for your transformative adventure. Part 3. Strengthening the muscles and revving up the heart. The conventional gym advice, heavy lifting coupled with endless running, capped with a protein shake ritual, might seem like the answer to physical prowess, but this formula doesn't quite cut it. Instead of battling against your body's propensity for energy conservation, it's time to work smarter. Within your body lies an intricate network of proprioceptors, sensors well-versed in your movements and limitations. They are the custodians of your exertion levels, yet they tend to place conservative estimates on your true capabilities. The key to unlocking your physical potential, then, is to bypass these built-in restrictions without overstepping into the realm of self-harm. Here are a few hacks to bolster your strength. Embrace the intensity of heavy weights and Nautilus machines, with a special emphasis on slowly lowering the weights over at least 10 seconds. Perform your repetitions without pause until you've reached total muscle exhaustion. Don't underestimate the power of isometric workouts like the Mighty Plank, where steady short bursts can build enduring strength. Alternatively, if you're yearning for acceleration in muscle growth, resistance bands are your allies, potentially tripling the rate at which your muscles can expand compared to traditional weightlifting. Now, if the hum of treadmill motors and the monotony of cycling in place don't excite you, it's time to embrace intervals in your cardio routine. Imagine interspersing intense sprints with medium-paced activity and periods of rest until your heart rate ebbs back to its starting point. This rhythmic dance of intensity over a series of rounds can elevate your cardiovascular fitness far beyond the steady-state endurance of a treadmill. For the adrenaline seekers, high-intensity interval training awaits. Visualize a serene park where you leisurely stroll and then suddenly burst into a no-holds-barred sprint. After each explosive sprint, give yourself permission to slow down, even lying on the ground as the sky canopies above you. This not only grants respite to your beating heart, but offers an exquisite opportunity for meditation. Remember, the goal isn't just to push harder, it's to optimize your physical endeavors so that every drop of sweat is a step closer to your peak self. By adopting these savvy strategies, each move you make transcends mere exercise and becomes a transformative biohack for superior physicality. Part 4: Igniting your energy and supercharging metabolism. Imagine the energy coursing through your body as a current of electricity, fueled by the very air you breathe and the food you consume. The potency with which you can harness this energy defines your vigor, and, as a bonus, it can elevate both your strength and cardiovascular fitness. But to supercharge this energy production, your meteorist must believe you're braving an element of hardship. It's during these perceived times of struggle that the remarkable process of mitogenesis kicks into gear, where your cells birth new mitochondria, the dynamos of your cellular structure. Equally crucial is mitophagy, the cleanup crew that sweeps away the weaker and less efficient mitochondria. To stimulate these processes, consider the subtle power of vibration hacks. Whole body vibration can reach the often ignored recesses of your body with a fresh supply of oxygen. It even cunningly convinces your body it's working harder than it is. Commence with something as elementary as vocal vibration. Sit back, breathe deeply, and chant Om. Feel the resonance as your entire being vibrates. A level up involves rebounding, bouncing on a mini trampoline to stir every tissue in your body into subtle yet potent motion. For those inclined to escalate their biohacking, spot vibrations target your nervous system and can speed up recovery times. Breathing isn't just about inhaling and exhaling. Manipulating your breath can be a potent signal to your meteorist that it's time to switch things up. Controlled hypoxia, a state where your body is safely tricked into believing there is a shortage of oxygen, can become your ally. This can lead to angiogenesis, spawning a network of new blood vessels, as well as bolstering your mitochondria and opening the floodgates for improved capillary blood flow. Approach these approaches with an open mind, and before long, you'll witness the transformation as energy migrates from your waistline to invigorate every corner of your life. Part 5: Supercharging the mind and fine-tuning your senses. Picture a gorilla confronting its own reflection in a mirror for the very first time. Scientists have observed this fascinating behavior, where the gorilla pauses, ponders, and finally understands the image gazing back. With this newfound self-awareness, it may even start grooming, using the mirror to spot an out-of-place leaf. What does this tell us? It's a powerful analogy for your brain, which, like the gorilla, is often externally focused and unaware of its own potential for growth and betterment. However, when equipped with the right tools, your brain can learn to recognize itself and, more importantly, how to evolve. Here are several methods to enhance your cognitive and sensory capacities. Dive into the world of home neurofeedback devices, which employ electroencephalography, or EEG. These devices read brainwaves, aiding you as you train your brain to switch between various mental states or maintain tranquility despite external stressors. You can also explore direct nerve stimulation, particularly of the vagus nerve. This nerve is a communication highway between your brain, neck, and gut, implicated in your fight-or-flight response. Stimulating it with specific devices can invoke a sense of calm, quell stress and anxiety, diminish migraines or other pains, and even assist in achieving restful sleep. Sonic feedback leverages the direct connection between your auditory system and your brain. Begin a sonic exploration by seeking out Binal Beats online. These auditory illusions can sharpen your cognitive acuity. Lastly, don't overlook vision exercises. A straightforward practice involves gazing at a distant horizon at various intervals throughout your day. Then, alternate quickly between the horizon and an object nearby for a few minutes. This not only exercises the eyes, but can also fend off potential vision issues. By regularly employing these biohacks, you're not just passively accepting the workings of your brain, you're actively directing its evolution, training it to become more self-aware and finely tuned to your life's demands. Part 6. Calming the storm. Stress reduction and swift recovery. At times, the antidote to an overloaded life isn't more activity, but a systematic detoxification from stress. If your shoulders sag under the weight of the world, consider stress reduction not just a side quest, but possibly your main mission. To assist in this endeavor, here's a lineup of biohacks aimed at mollifying your stress and facilitating a rejuvenating recovery. The cornerstone of stress reduction, sleep, appears yet again for good reason. It's the interval when your cells engage in repair and rejuvenation. For a deeper, more restorative sleep, dim those evening lights, embrace the darkness of blackout curtains, part with electronics 2 hours before bed, and enable the warm light filter on your devices. Avoid eating close to bedtime, and integrate a daily meditation practice to further enhance your nightly escapades into dreamland. Next, bask in the glow of sunlight. Step outside during the late mornings or early afternoons to reap the mood-lifting benefits of vitamin D and serotonin synthesis. A daily dose of 15 to 20 minutes can work wonders, as recommended by Asprey. Thirdly, delve into the world of adaptogenic herbs. Ashwagandha, ginseng, and rhodiola stand as natural bastions against the siege of stress. Generally safe for frequent use, they still warrant a consultation with your healthcare provider, especially if you're on medications. Lastly, consider the purifying embrace of a sauna. Not only do saunas expedite your recovery, but they also serve as a conduit for detoxification via sweating. Ease into it with brief 5 to 10 minute sessions, gradually increasing to thrice weekly bouts of 20 minutes as you acclimate. In summary, these strategies offer a blueprint for tranquility. Savor the sun, savor sleep, savor the sauna, and leverage the power of herbs. Follow this path and watch the tides of stress recede, revealing a more composed and resilient you. Part 7. Nourishing the soul for peak performance. You've dived into the quantifiable realms of enhancing bodily strength, cardiovascular health, energy, mental sharpness, and mitigating stress. Yet, there's an even more profound layer to the self-improvement odyssey, the rejuvenation of the spirit. Taking command of your mitas means integrating this less tangible yet vitally significant aspect of your being. Before embarking on the nuanced path of spiritual biohacking, it's crucial that your fundamental energies are aligned and optimized. Dave Asprey's prescription for a spiritual resurge unfolds in 3 transformative steps. These steps are not merely exercises, but remedies to the existential strain that may ensue following life's harrowing events, a relationship ending, a career disruption, or a traumatic experience. Such moments can leave one's spirit in disarray, yearning for recovery. Begin with kindness and forgiveness. Your primal meat OS operates on survival instincts, occasionally sparking responses of selfishness, cruelty, or indifference. To initiate a profound change and cultivate unwavering kindness, forgiveness must become second nature. Forgiveness, in this context, means releasing the grip of past grievances, disarming the automatic negative responses coded in your being. Next, undergo a spiritual reset. Letting go is only the initial stride. What follows is migrating towards a state of gratitude and perspective. Engage in a mental exercise where you confront a painful memory, ideally in a serene space with closed eyes. acknowledge the pain, vocalize the inflicted wrongs, but then pivot towards thankfulness. Ponder the silver lining, employ empathy by considering the other's viewpoint, and then reconcile these perspectives with audibly articulated forgiveness. The final step is acceptance. Find a symbol of unwavering neutrality and wisdom, not tied to the fallibility of human beings, and commune with this representation, inquiring if your forgiveness rings absolute and sincere. The journey may require iterations until the emotional charge is pulverized, gone without a trace. This thorough cleansing from internal triggers will yield indescribable energy and a borderless connection to the cosmos. The validation won't spring from empirical data, but a profound internal certainty, an intrinsic knowledge that you're attuned to the magnitude of the universe, undisturbed by past haunts and fully present in the magnificence of now. Final summary. On this journey through the essence of Smarter Not Harder, we have traversed the landscape of biohacking, discovering the blueprint for leveraging our body's natural tendencies toward energy conservation to our advantage. But as you embark on this transformative path, you might wonder, how do you gauge whether you're truly excelling? As with any goal, measurement is key. For cardiovascular health, monitor changes in your resting heart rate. When assessing strength, note whether your one rep max at the gym is climbing. Energy levels often reveal themselves through your overall sense of vitality. Cognitive improvements can be quantified through memory and reaction time assessments, while stress levels may be tracked using heart rate variability monitors. But what of the more elusive benefits, like enhanced sexual function or the overarching quest for longevity? The former can be a mutual exploration with your partner, while the latter may be less tangible but can reflect in your physical appearance over time or through scientific measures like DNA methylation tests that estimate your epigenetic age. As our summary draws to a close, bear in mind the most important biohack of all, personalization. Your journey towards a smarter, more efficient self is unique. Continually refine your approach to biohacking, iterating and adapting as you evolve. Standing still, content with your newfound baseline, would be a disservice to your potential. There is always room to grow, to elevate, to optimize. May your pursuit of improvement be unending, your spirit undeterred, and your progress perpetual. Welcome to a life lived smarter, not harder. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.